Loading.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
It's all about our podcast.
We've
launched it. Will you shift?
Will you shift, my friend?
Will you shift?
Will you shift, my friend?
Will you shift?
Will you shift, my friend?
Will you shift, 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 shift?
Will you shift, my friend? Check it out.
We have a brand new podcast. The first episode is out now, and it's with the one and only Greg O'Shea.
Are you happy with the first one?
Yeah, I'm delighted with the first one. Got a message.
People might be saying, I'm just replying to her now.
Yeah.
People might be saying, oh, you just put Greg in because he's the biggest one.
No, it's
definitely
a great
not the
episode.
Best one. It's a great episode.
It potentially could be the best one. My sweet Becca has messaged.
What'd she say?
Just listened to the podcast.
Yes.
It was so good. Really enjoyed
yes,
it.
Yes, Becca.
Honestly, it's going to do so well.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Oh, don't put pressure.
Don't put pressure on us, Becca. I hope so much.
If you're listening to this podcast, please do check out Will You Shift, My Friend. It's kind of like Fully Charged Daily, but it's
except
without
shifting.
Producer Callum, and it's all about shifting. And hopefully we'll make a bit of money.
Well, that's the plan, isn't it? We're not making anything yet, but
it's all about money.
And then we're being honest.
Yeah, and why not?
We're being honest. We'd like to make a bit of money. Jeez, you don't go to work and not get paid.
Yeah.
We're grafting here, putting these things out for free.
But people are asking, is it work, what you do, just sitting, talking to a heartthrob like Greg O'Shea?
Well, it was work afterwards when I realised how ugly I was in comparison to Greg O'Shea. Because we're very similar height men.
Mm.
I would say we're similar size in the sense of, but he is absolutely shredded.
What?
There's not an ounce of body fat on that man, where I'm just kind of like,
he just looks healthier than us.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the early mornings.
Ah, yeah, it is. Probably
do you
is.
Think so?
Yeah, but sure, look.
Sure, look.
That's it. That's life.
That's
isn't
a roof
it?
Over our head.
Nah,
sure, we're here 1 minute.
Gone the next. In the whole scheme of how long the universe has been here, blink of an eye.
I got the message from Graham. I put it in, and I hated to be the bearer of bad news. Guys, Doc Cotton has passed away.
Yeah.
And Graham replies, sure, it gets us all.
It does. It gets us all in the end.
But I like to live my life as if it doesn't get me. Is that a bad way?
No. I would say there's no right or wrong way to live your life. But I presume people who go, I live my life like I could know I will die in the morning, which you could.
What did you say to me? Live your life. No, once you know you're going to die, that's when you first live.
That's when you start to live.
Start to live.
When you realise, you know.
That this is it.
Whereas if you think you're going to live forever, you'll be like, I'll do it again.
We speak about the census and the time capsule.
I think it was a very good show.
It was a great show.
I think it was a great show.
It was really, we gave a lot.
Oh crap, rap yeah, got tomorrow,
what's going
haven't
on?
Got a rap.
Oh yeah.
Have you got a rap?
Here, now let's work together on this. Because last week was an absolute joke.
Why?
It wasn't a great rap.
Oh right, yeah.
We need a good
one. Oh, do we need to start working together?
Maybe we do. What if we do this?
Let's go one more week separate.
Okay.
And then we might need to change our tack. But that was my fault. Do you know what I did last? Do you know what
go
it was?
On,
go
on,
Fresh
go
Prince. You know it was
yeah,
Fresh
yeah,
Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Shane Devine, I believe his name was,
yeah.
Messaged me.
Don't blame Shane now.
I'm not blaming Shane, I'm blaming myself. And I saw it and I go, excellent. Excellent choice.
Without looking into it.
I didn't look into it.
Yeah,
I didn't listen to it.
You need to know the lyrics.
I didn't look into it. I go, geez, that's a great one. And then the whole Will Smith slap thing happened. I go, oh my God, that's so current.
But don't get me wrong. I have gone down bad rabbit holes as well. Maniac. Looking back, I don't know if that would have done well. I'm happy.
I think it will. I mean, I would have.
No,
I think it will in the future.
Do you think there's...
I think when we come to the end, we got to do some of the best ones that never got chosen.
Yeah.
Some of the best ones. I really think Amelie.
Yeah, that is a great one.
I'm not going to push
no,
it again.
No, that's a great one.
But I might push it near the end.
Would Eminem be good this week? We've really touched on a lot of big ones.
Do you want to go for Eminem?
Cleaning out my closet.
I don't know. You got to go for the big one.
Well, we got to stop. Okay, give
lose
me a
yourself.
Big, it's a lose yourself.
Lose yourself for the big one. You can go for lose yourself. You go lose yourself.
I'll see.
Well, if you're not going to go lose yourself, I'll go lose myself.
Are you going to lose yourself?
If one of us go lose yourself.
But is you, it racy will, enough? That's a thing. I know. It's
I will
not
give
all
you. I'll give you first refusal. Do you want to lose yourself?
No, you go lose yourself.
I'll go lose yourself.
You go lose yourself.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
I am going to go now because
yeah.
I need to save a load of stuff
yeah,
here because my computer
that.
Is messed up and then
okay.
I need to run straight and go to the toilet.
Yeah, I need to.
Okay, check out.
Will you shift my friend?
Stop listening to this.
What?
Whatever you listen to on the app, stop it.
Why?
Don't listen to this. Listen to Will You Ship My Friend instead.
Well,
listen to Will You Ship My Friend.
Ideally, they should be listening to both.
No, but right now, this moment,
stop it.
Stop it. And type in Will You Ship My Friend wherever you listen to this. And subscribe. We need you to subscribe.
Then if you need your fix, this is available. Yeah. You can listen after.
Okay, so yeah, this is a much more attentive audience. We've been saying it on the show. You'll hear it on the show. And then share it on your stories.
Please
and tag
do.
Myself and Nathan.
Please, and we'll reshare it.
At Instagram O'Toole, at Nathan _ O'Reilly _. I got it right that time. Share it. We need your help. We're asking for your help.
Oh my God.
No other broadcasters beg like this.
Just got an email. I think they still think I live in the gated community.
Who?
The management.
Oh, right.
That's not good.
No, not good
at all. That. I tell you what's good. Will You Ship My Friend?
Will You Ship My Friend? Check it out right now. Stop listening to this. Go. And I'm going to say, here's the podcast. Here's Will You Ship My Friend.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
1-2-1-2, hey.
Okay, here we go. We're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Ma. Morning!
Live across Dublin, this is the only way to start your day.
This is Ava Max. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey, Spin, it's Anne-Marie. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
This is Ed Sheeran.
I'm Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa. I'm Fully Charged.
Hey, it's John Corey. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Right, you ready?
Yeah! Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Is on.
Good morning, it is 7:03.
I'll be honest with you, I got an awful fright during the news.
Go on.
I looked down at your fingers and you have white spots on your nails and I thought, my God, my co-presenter, my former lover, Graham O'Toole, lacks calcium.
No, it's okay, I'm just back at the painting yesterday. I took a few days break because I was wrecked from painting the apartment and I was back yesterday. Do you know what I had to do? The skirting boards.
Oh.
I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than painting skirting boards. Your back does be killing you. And the worst thing is, I was going in there yesterday thinking, surely, because one of the things I've learned from painting is my first time painting, didn't realise you need two coats on basically everything, especially if you're going from yellow to white. And I went yesterday, I go, surely, the skirting boards will only need one coat.
Yeah.
Please. And then I basically would have been done the living area, kitchen, bedrooms, hallways. It looks like I need two coats.
Are you serious?
I wish I was joking, Nathan. I wish I was joking. But let me tell you this. While I was painting, I was listening to the radio. Of course, that's Spin 103.8 on.
It's a great station.
Listening to Peter Collins and Steve Kay. And on the news, I heard something. You heard the news, I heard the news.
Yeah.
And while I was painting, I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be arrested. And I'm going to be put in jail.
What is it to do with the painting?
Got nothing to do with the painting. Something happened. It was talked about in the news yesterday. And I was like, this is it. I'm done. They're going to arrest me. So I rushed home.
Oh.
To do something just in case I was going to get arrested and put in jail.
Is it the suitcase of money underneath your bed?
No, not that one. We'll go through it in 5 minutes' time.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
H. And Ashanti. I love that one. It's called Baby on Spin 103.8.
Isn't H a very cool guy?
Yeah, he is.
Do you think he'd like us?
Do you know what? He's not the best looking guy in the world.
Okay.
But he gets a lot of female attention because I think he's just a cool operator. Now, I'm not saying he's ugly. Like, women are obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah.
Obsessed with him. It's kind of like Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he's a cheeky chap, isn't he?
I was listening to the radio yesterday, and I thought I was safe. You know, we're all supposed to fill out the census on Sunday night.
Mm.
And you know you're filling in at Sunday night, and you're doing the line. It's like, right, yeah, what's... There we go. Oh, male, mark that. What's your date of birth? The 9th, the 5th.
What did you put as your occupation?
Radio presenter.
Oh, I put in artist.
Of course you did. But on Sunday, I was like, oh, I was kind of distracted and I was making my breakfast for the morning. And I didn't finish it.
Oh,
I didn't finish it. And I thought, what are the chances that the census people are going to come around and collect it on Monday afternoon? I go, hardly. And I was listening to the radio and on the news, they were talking about the census. It was all everyone was talking about yesterday was the census. And they go, and the numerators will be coming around from today to collect your census forms. I was like, what?
Because there's a big fine, isn't it? If you don't hand it back.
So I was there painting in the apartment as I was saying a few minutes ago. I said, I gotta get out of here. What if they come to the door My form isn't filled out, but I already have my name in there.
Oh.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
I'm going straight to jail. 5 years. That's what they say.
I would visit you. I'd bring you lunch.
I wonder, could we do... Would the spin still employ me if I got put to jail for that? Like, because they can do home broadcast now. Could they do broadcast from my cell?
Yeah, but the sound could be a little bit off if there's a lot of shouting going on in the background.
And of course, I got home. Thankfully, they weren't around to collect it. I finished it. And I put in the time capsule bit, which I'm still kind of confused of. I read it a few times to try and figure out what actually is this. Someone said to me, you know, the time capsule is the part where whoever's living in that house will get that note, but I don't think that's true. I'm still trying to figure out who on earth is going to go through all these time capsule things and what are they going to do with them.
I thought it was going into a museum.
Yeah, it is, but how many? And every time I see someone put it up on online, everyone's only messing. So I was like, well, I can have a bit of fun here.
Okay, so what did you say?
So I got out my pencil. I was writing down. I wanted to do something like I was going to ruin a movie for, I'm going to say my future self, 100 years in time. So I go, dear person in 100 years.
Yeah.
I go, Professor Severus Snape.
Oh.
Was good all along.
Oh.
Kind of ruin it for the person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if they're trying to get into Harry Potter, they realise they're probably maybe only a couple of movies in 100 years. And then they realise, well, I thought he was a bad guy.
That's a
massive
spoiler.
I thought he was like friends with Voldemort. Did you do your time capsule?
I got the tone completely wrong.
No, see, I think you might have got it right.
No,
if you're going to mine is kind of wrong.
I think yours is a bit of fun. It's tongue-in-cheek. You're going to call me the cheesemonger because mine was extremely cheesy.
I'm embarrassed to say this. Take your pen.
I said, dear sir slash madam, because I didn't know who I was talking to. Oh, I'm actually embarrassed saying this.
Are you writing everything you're saying?
No, I'm just, dear sir slash madam, Nathan and Becca are in love in 2022.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. Like,
I scribbled it out though.
Oh yeah, and then I went, Becca who? I'm a rock star.
Wow, that's beautiful.
No, that's really nice. Stop.
No, Nathan,
I'm embarrassed.
Nathan, the nation are listening and they're saying, isn't that beautiful? Nathan is a sweetheart. He comes on the radio every morning and he jokes and he messes and he talks about weird things, but he's in love with his girlfriend and that's the main thing. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, I don't know if she's in love with me. I'm only joking. So do you think everyone joked doing this?
I don't know. I'd like to know what you put in the time capsule part of your census form. Do let us know on 087-711-1038. Did you go a bit messing and have a little bit of a joke to your future self? I keep saying your future self, but the person in the future. We're not going into a time capsule, like a time machine.
I was thinking, is there any chance we could still all be alive?
Depends on technology. Do you want to be 130? I don't think so. Or did you go serious like Nathan? Let us know this morning. 087-711-1038. You can get us on text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. What did you put in the time capsule part of the census? Joey, what did you put down?
Well, my girlfriend Pamela filled most of it out and she put in all the lovely things. Hoping our grandkids are healthy and safe and the world is a better place.
Oh.
And we're expecting a new child. Well, she was due on Saturday.
Oh, brilliant.
So put all them lovely things in and asked me if I had anything to add. And I just, all I could think of was I hope Man United are back winning bloody trophies by then.
You're damn right, Joey.
That's all I could think of.
I tell you, it's going to happen. Ralph is at the wheel. Do you hear me?
I don't know if we'll be there for long.
Joey, what was your partner's reaction when she obviously wrote something so sentimental to your future grandchildren and great-grandchildren and all you could think about in that moment when she was being so sincere is I hope Manchester United start winning again.
I think she just rolled her eyes at me, to be honest, but she He understands me at this stage.
It's been a tough few years for us, hasn't it, Joey?
Yeah. I wish he knew me when United were winning. I was better.
You were probably a bit more cracked then, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm in a mood every weekend.
Well, Joey, I'm happy you said that, because when you started off, I thought I got the tone completely wrong with my Professor Snape comment. But you kind of made me feel a little bit okay talking about United.
You made me feel a bit better this morning when I heard you talking about it too.
Well, Joey, thanks for coming on, and I actually wish that to be untrue. I hope Manchester United for the next 100 years continue the current form they're in, and hopefully even gets worse. But anyway, Joey, go on. Good luck.
All the best, lad. Thanks.
And we're asking, what angle did you go? And you got a great one there.
Yeah, it comes from Kieran. He says, morning, lads. I opted for a top 10 movie list that they should check out.
Brilliant.
Will we go through the list and just see if we've seen any of the films?
Yeah, go on.
Shaun of the Dead.
Great movie. Is that number 10?
That's number 10. At number 9, The Conjuring. At 8, The Notebook. At 7, Avatar. At 6, Kickboxer. At 5, Rocky 4. At 4, Terminator 2. At 3, Step Brothers.
Yes, great movie.
At 2, I've never seen it, Young Guns.
Never seen Young Guns.
And at number 1, I love it, The Dark Knight.
Well done, Kieran.
Yeah.
That is that's invaluable information, because that would be the equivalent of us being told about, well, not kind of, Charlie Chaplin and silent movies.
Yeah.
Which are the best black and white movies to watch.
Yeah.
So in 100 years, people are like, what are these movies? The Terminator.
Terminator.
Step Brothers.
I Will Be Back. Kieran did say, actually, in no particular order.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, that changes everything.
I thought you put a lot of effort into it, ranking it. Yeah. That's just 10 random movies. Well, thanks for that, Kieran.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Right now, we're giving you the showbiz shootout. This is where Graham and I each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the big, bad, naughty sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning to you, sheriff? Sheriff has still been held ransom.
Oh, because we haven't paid the ransom.
Yes. And that note was written in blood, but we ignored it because we know he'll make his way back.
We don't pay terrorists.
No.
No.
And we don't get intimidated by them.
No, so they can have him.
So his replacement is only Deputy Andrew.
You never pay the ransom.
Good morning to you, Deputy.
Good morning.
Well, you're off tomorrow, so we might have to pay the ransom to get him back.
Yeah, but then what if they take him again? Are you just going to pay the ransom again?
I don't know.
We'll get you back.
Do you want to begin, Graham?
Okay, I will begin talking about the Batman. Got some Will Batman nerds be angry that I'm playing the Dark Knight music when I'm actually talking about the Batman?
That's very controversial.
Because I prefer the Dark Knight music.
Yeah, okay.
Batman nerds, let me know. Well, the Batman has taken in over €500 million at the box office. Jeez. This is, of course, Robert Pattinson.
This is
Batman.
Like the cash machine. €500 million.
It's the biggest ever takings for a Batman debut. So what I'm trying to figure out what that means, I think that's for the first, for when a Batman, i.e. Christian Bale, for Christian Bale's first movie, for Michael Keaton's first movie,
for
Robert Pattinson. So this is the biggest one for a debut of a Batman, and it's the year's biggest film opening. And I have the box office history for Batman movies.
Can I just say before you continue, context is very important to this story.
Okay.
I think the pandemic has played a lot to the success of this film.
Okay.
We are starving. We are hungry for films. We want to go back to the cinema. So just remember that before you continue.
You really don't like Robert Pattinson as Batman. That's why you're putting that caveat.
It's not as Dark Knight. I'm sorry.
But it's not taken in as much as The Dark Knight yet. This is just as a debut. What was Bale's first Batman? Batman Begins?
Yes.
So it's taken in more than that. That's the kind of equivalence to it. So the biggest takings in the box office for a Batman is The Dark Knight Rises with $1.08 billion.
That is Tom Hardy playing Bane.
Next is Joker with $1.07 billion.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Very close. Next is The Dark Knight. That's your favourite with Heath Ledger as Joker.
Yep.
With $998 million. Then it's Batman versus Superman, which is $872 million. Then it's Robert Pattinson's The Batman at $711 million. And then after that is Batman from 1989, which is Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson as Joker, $411 million.
A lot of figures.
There's your top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, top 6 films from the Batman world.
Do you know what? You didn't have to do it, but you did it. So thank you very much.
I did my best. Long story short, Robert Pattinson's Batman is very successful. And that's as it stands. That will still rise.
Thank you very much.
It will overtake Batman versus
The difference
Batman.
Between you and me, I would literally just say that sentence and play a distorted clip. But you actually had some facts. So fair play to you.
I'll try my best.
Now, my news story, Deputy... You're going to absolutely love this. I came across this just before I went to bed. I was on Jedward's Instagram.
Yep.
And they were at a show last night. They were at the Three Olympia. They were seeing this Australian singer called Rule. Have you heard of this singer before?
Rule?
Rule? No, me neither. But let me tell you something. Before Rule went on stage, Jedward put up an Instagram story of them waving to the crowd. The crowd turns to them because, do you know, with them... the Three Olympia, the famous people tend to sit at the side.
And kind of like the boxes.
It's like the VIP area. So I don't know if it's John or if it's Edward, but one of them starts waving to the crowd and then he breaks into a sing song and starts singing Lipstick.
Oh, yes.
Don't believe me. Have a listen to this.
Yes!
Wait for it. Wait. Quieting everyone down. Look.
Yes!
I don't know if the clip does it justice. I really want you to go on to Jedward's Instagram story and have a look for it yourself. It will really warm your heart.
I say Rule is backstage thinking, what on earth is going on out there? And then Rule probably looks around the curtain and goes,
oh no.
What?
Oh no.
Oh, I've been out. Outshined by Jedward again.
I'd love if
they come to all my gigs.
I'd love if Rule climbed up to the other box and started singing his famous song, and everyone's like, "Nah, we're singing Lipstick."
Graham, I love your story because I love a lot of numbers, but Nathan's is too much fun.
Oh, thank you so much, Deputy.
Deputy, thank you for filling in the last couple of mornings.
What a man.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
A wholesome game of gotta get it wrong is just what the doctor ordered.
Let's do it. All you gotta do is get the questions wrong, and if top or leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a gotta get it wrong board game. On top is Amy with 11, but playing this morning is Megan, who's on her way to school as a school teacher. What do you teach?
I teach music, geography and Irish.
Music? Okay. Yeah. Well, many people have said that Graham, when he sings, he sounds like Neo.
Right.
So, Graham, do you want to have a go singing to Megan? Okay. And then, Megan, you can kind of give a grade to Graham.
So,
okay.
So, they say I sound like Neo.
Yeah, you sound like Badger from The Masked Singer.
Girl, let me love you.
Oh, my God.
And I will love you until it hurts.
What tone
Girl,
is that?
Let me love you. What do we think?
What do you think, Megan?
It needs a bit of work, but the confidence is brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure
you do have to grade for confidence.
Yeah, you have to say a good thing and you have to give a good bad.
Now, Megan, I wouldn't call that confidence. I'd call it arrogance. Blind arrogance, and it offended me.
Well, Megan, look, you are on to Gotta Get It Wrong. We are going to score you this morning, seeing how many questions you can get wrong in a minute. This is how it works. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Your score to beat is 11. 12 puts you top. 1 minute. Best of luck.
What did Humpty Dumpty sit on?
A rock.
What noise does a meerkat make?
Yeah.
What's the capital of India?
Dublin.
What TV show has the character Carrie Bradshaw in it? Do your best impression of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Hey, girl.
Name a Jason Statham film.
Believe.
Sing an Avril Lavigne song.
Happy birthday to you.
What's 22 minus 2?
400.
13 plus 30 is 47. True or false?
False.
How do you spell the word pickle?
ABC.
What rhymes with the word nipple?
Mouse.
What's the Irish word for water?
Madra.
How many James Bond films have there been?
700.
Who played the most recent James Bond?
Elton John.
How many members were in the Backstreet Boys?
8.
What is an apple a type of?
Sandwich.
What's the opposite of cold?
Freezing.
What's the opposite of hot?
Roasting.
Okay.
Well done. Well done.
I would love to see Elton John play James Bond. Oh, Miss Mother Penny. I'm not good at impressions.
You only have to figure that out now. But you know
that
what? But you know what it is, Megan? It's the confidence.
It's, yeah.
Was
yeah,
lacking.
Yeah, I have no confidence. I'm filled with self-hatred.
On that one.
Megan, before I tell you the score, can I just ask, are you a very good musician?
Well, not at the minute. I have no voice. I was at a concert on Sundays and my voice is gone. Oh. But, no, I'm not be singing at any weddings anytime soon anyway.
What concert were you at?
5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, Graham.
It was unreal.
Well, 5 Seconds of Summer. Wait, hang on. I love this song. She looks so perfect standing there in her American Apparel underwear. Once again, no confidence. Megan,
it kind of sounds creepy when you sing it.
Yeah.
When you actually break down the lyrics there.
It kind of sounds like I'm singing from the wardrobe and they can't hear me. Megan,
what score did Megan get?
You needed to get 12 to go on top of the leaderboard. I can tell you, you came on and you got 17.
Easy money, easy.
Young blood.
And if nobody gets 18 or more between now and Friday, you will win the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Megan, thank you very much for coming on and chatting to us this morning. Have a great day. Good luck.
Thank you. Say bye.
See ya.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Me, Webb. House on Fire at 8:08. I'm fully charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, this is a massive day for us.
Come
we
on.
Will always remember the 5th of April 2022.
Come on. Let me take a swig of my coffee. Because
have a swig. Jeez, that was a big one. All right, how are you feeling over there, big guy?
Feeling nervous. This has been in the works since October.
Yeah.
This has been planning. It's been reaching out to people. This has been a new project completely for yourself and I, and we want this to be big.
Is it safe to say you felt a little bit dirty holding in the secret for so long?
Absolutely. I can't believe we've held on to it for October, November, December, January, February, March. Whew. Six to seven months.
I tell you something, I didn't even tell my nearest and dearest. Yeah, now, no. There's not too many of them, but I didn't tell them.
Nathan and I, this morning, have launched a brand new podcast because we thought what this world needs is another podcast. That's exactly what we thought. We said there isn't enough out there of people just chatting in a room with guests. And we said, yeah, they need another one. Podcasts are going to be big one day.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get ahead of the game. You know, we really feel we're at the cusp of something big here.
Well, the thing is with podcasts, yeah, there's maybe 3 or 4 out there.
Yeah, not
but
too
they
many.
Started too early.
Yeah, we
took our time.
Yeah.
It is a pure example of the tortoise and the hare.
Do you know what we'll do? We'll play the intro music and then that will kind of tell us what the title is.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk more about it. Are you ready to hear it?
Let's do it. Here we go. Come on.
Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend?
There we go. That's it. The title of Graham and Nathan's new project.
Will you shift, my friend? There
will
was
you shift, my friend?
No auto-tune used in that intro music, let me tell you.
In this podcast, we chat to your favourite personalities all about shifting, as we believe that this is the world's first podcast dedicated solely to the art of the shift.
Look, everyone loves shifting. Sometimes it's difficult to get the shift, but when you get it, my God, you're so unbelievably happy. It's relatable, this podcast.
Yeah.
It's humorous. It's nostalgic. And dare I say, can get a little bit emotional as well.
We've some great guests lined up and we've launched this morning. The first episode is up there.
It's out.
You can check out the first episode of Will You Shift, My Friend. And I tell you, you may think, oh, Graham and Nathan, who have they got?
No,
do they get producer Callum or someone?
Someone big.
Do they get Tony in security downstairs because they were too lazy to actually reach out and get someone big? No.
Oh, I don't even know how we got this person, if I'm honest with you.
I was in shock when they replied to my Instagram DM. we have Love Island winner Greg O'Shea as our first guest on Will You Shift My Friend. Because Greg O'Shea encapsulated everything we love. He's an Irish guy, went abroad, did so successfully, but didn't change. He came back and he's just a normal guy and goes, no, I'm not going to buy into the whole celebrity lifestyle. I'm actually just going to continue playing rugby and try and get to the Olympics.
Now, I wasn't expecting Greg to be so open in the interview. He gave so much, and I just have to put it out there.
Yeah.
The best looking man we have ever chatted to, Graham.
Yeah, because it was great having him in, but also when he left, we felt very bad about ourselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the reason we're talking about this morning is we would love for you to have a listen, but we also want to cook the books.
Mm.
See, a lot of podcasters, they don't have a radio show where they can cook the books. So we need your help this morning. Our plan is sometime today, we would love to break into the top 10.
Oh, I'd love that.
Of Irish podcasts. We'd love to get number one.
Don't be greedy.
We'd love to get number one.
Well, as you said, a lot of these presenters that have podcasts out, they don't have an army of listeners.
Oh, I don't have an army of loyal listeners.
Now, we have that. We may have only 6,000 followers on social media, which is laughable. It's absolutely laughable. But we have you listening now.
So what we want you to do is, this morning, if you could do it now, it would be great.
Because you'll forget.
Yeah, you will forget. Is just go on to wherever you listen, because we've launched it with Go Loud.
Yeah.
So you can get it on the Spin app powered by Go Loud. You can get it on Apple Podcasts. You can get it on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast. Just type into the search bar right now, Will You Shift My Friend? You'll see the Greg O'Shea episode. Click on that and have a listen to it.
Have a listen.
You don't even have to listen to it all. Just click on it, because we want to do shades of what we did with the Crap app when we launched the toilet code sharing app. We got a load of people to flood the app store at the same time to confuse the app store, thinking this must be the biggest app in the world, and it went to number one. We want to do the same with Will You Shift My Friend.
So just literally do it right now.
I'm going to do it. I'm picking up
Will You Shift My Friend. You'll see a colourful picture. It's red. You'll see lips.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks gorgeous. Don't the lips really pop?
They do. I'm going to do it now. I'm on Spotify, so I'm going to go, Will You Shift My Friend?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go click on Greg O'Shea, play. There's
great.
A listen.
We
there's
have a listen. Listen.
There's another listen. Happy days. I've already pressed it 10 times this morning, so there's 10 for me. So do that over the next couple of minutes. And on the way next, we're going to play some of the best bits from Greg's episode, because if you're thinking, oh, I mightn't do it, well, you might actually want to listen to it, because he gave us some secrets about Love Island and his relationship with Amber.
Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend?
It's out. It is out in the ether, our brand new podcast, Will You Shift, My Friend, where we speak to your favourite people in the world all about shifting. We're trying to cook the books here.
Yeah, so we want to try and break the top 10 Irish podcasts on our launch day. Today is the big day for us. If we start well, we'll continue to do well. We would love to get to number one. That's a big one. So what we need you to do is a couple of things this morning. Graham and Nathan, they're my friends. I'll help them out.
Yeah.
Wherever you listen, if it's on the Go Loud app, because it's a Go Loud original podcast, go there. If it's on Apple, go there. If it's on Spotify, go there. It's everywhere. Type in, Will You Shift My Friend? Click on our first episode, which is with Love Island winner Greg O'Shea. A couple of clips from him coming up. Listen to that. And also, could you subscribe?
Yeah.
Subscribe to the podcast. Rate the podcast. Give it 5 stars, even if you don't listen to it. We don't mind. We're honestly cooking the books here. We want to try and cook the algorithm.
We just got a message in from our dear friend Sean, who took a digital marketing class the other week, and he said apparently getting loads of subscribers is the big thing for podcasts.
We need some subscribers.
So even if you don't listen to the podcast,
Subscribe.
Do you know, we're all part of these email lists where you're like, did I even subscribe to that? Oh my God. And you just click out. You can do that with our podcast.
And maybe give it a week.
Yeah. Maybe just give it a listen though, because I think you'll like it. I think we need something to whet the appetite, Graham.
Listen, when we got Greg O'Shea in, We couldn't believe how open he was about his time on Love Island. But this podcast, of course, is all about shifting. Your first shifts, your teenage discos, your leaving cert holidays, relationships, breakups. Who do you love? Who have you had an embarrassing shift? This is a clip from the episode where Greg O'Shea is talking about his first shift in Limerick.
Pulled me into the bush and we just went for it, man. And I know what I was doing, like washing machine vibes, like, you know, wide stance, like hands down on the arse, tilt the head to the side, tongue out, not coming up for breath. But it was lovely and we went out then for a few months.
I love the wide stance.
Yeah, when you're like, if you get the wide stance, but also lean up against the wall, man, you're not moving anywhere.
Jeez, it was very sexy, the episode, wasn't it? Because he's so good looking when he's saying those things, you're like, Are you flirting with me, Craig?
He gave a lot of information about the relationships he's been in, and actually, he actually hasn't been single for too long in his life. He's always kind of had a relationship, but there was a break, obviously, in his life, and then he went on to Love Island.
Yeah.
And we all know he ended up winning Love Island with Amber, and I asked him, you know, did you have your eye on Amber before you went in? Did you have your eye on Amber before you went in?
That's funny, man. You're asking that question. I actually only got asked this on the weekend by one of the lads. And I've never come out saying it publicly, but I'll say it to you because it's so far on.
Because no one's listening.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So Amber wasn't setting my sights in the 6 weeks leading up. A girl that I was setting my sights was really, really cool. Never even end up meeting her, though.
Who is the person?
We couldn't give you the person, could we?
I know.
Couldn't do that to you. We gotta make you work for the information. So if you like the sound of this, type in, will you shift my friend? And what we'd love you to do is subscribe, rate, everything. And if you like it, I'm asking too much.
Go on.
If you like it, we'd love you to share it on your Instagram.
Oh.
Maybe tag myself at Instagram O'Toole. Tag Nathan at Nathan_O'Reilly_.
Don't forget the two underscores.
Get underscores out of there.
I can't.
Let us know what you think. Share it. Let's get the word out there. Let's help us get to number one.
Pity. Take pity on us right now.
We actually think you'll enjoy the podcast. This is the thing. It's a good podcast.
We'll say the Fully Charged community, Graham, they've always been there for us. They're so helpful. We love them so much.
They're not going to let us down now, are they?
Don't let us down now. Come on.
They couldn't let us down.
Let's make this podcast go number one. Come on.
Thank you so much.
I need to learn how to say the word podcast. I said podcast.
We're the first podcast in the world.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Isn't there great energy in the studio this morning, Graham?
Yeah. Do you think if producer Callum was here, would we have dedicated so much time to the show, to the podcast? I don't think he would have allowed
us. He wouldn't be happy with it because he's not really involved in the podcast, is he?
Now, guys, that's a podcast thing. That's not a radio thing, all right? That's a podcast. That's not Fully Charged. That is Will You Shift My Friend, your brand new podcast, a Go Loud original, where you can download anywhere right now. And your first episode is with Greg O'Shea. Oh, he was fantastic, but you're not allowed to talk about it on the radio.
Oh, great plug, Callum. Thanks so much.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
We won't talk about it, but yes, it's out today. So if you want to listen,
I said stop it.
You should probably subscribe to it, would you say, Callum?
You're not allowed to talk about it, but if I was going to listen.
Yeah, if you were going to listen.
I would subscribe.
You would subscribe. Okay, the accent is literally all over the place.
Like some from Oliver Twist.
Now, do you remember yesterday's show? We were actually a little bit worried because producer Callum was at a meeting last Friday with our boss and he said apparently they're not that happy with us because we have no big idea and we have to come up with a big idea at the end of April that isn't podcast related.
Oh, sorry.
And it can't be Easter related and we've been looking for your ideas. We got a message in from Mark. So, lads, you've clearly given up on ideas for Spin and you're setting yourself up for your next job with this podcast.
Well,
we were saying that, they were a bit worried with us because, like, listeners and stuff. So we do need to come up with new ideas.
We could just concentrate on the podcast.
No, Graham, come on. We've dedicated a lot with the podcast.
No, come on. Because Callum is back tomorrow and he said by Wednesday you need ideas.
Yeah.
And we ask for your ideas on the way next. We've got a few more calls.
Okay.
And a few more big ideas. We can't wait to chat to you about them.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Justin Bieber and Ghost. A at 8:36 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And I remember yesterday you telling me about Justin Bieber with the oversized suit at the Grammys.
What do you make of it?
I actually only saw it this morning. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's not even oversized. It's purposely, it's probably triple XL. And he's got the same frame as me, which is like a small to medium.
Oh, I'd say the tailor was absolutely hating it when Justin says, can we make it bigger? Can we make it bigger? Longer? Thank you.
Producer Callum has been off the last couple of mornings. He's back in tomorrow, but on Friday he left us a WhatsApp voice note, which I think was meant to be private, but we said we'd share it on the show because, you know, this is your show as well as is ours. And he said that he had a meeting with the boss, and he says, we haven't done anything big in a while.
Yeah, that is true.
And we need a big idea for the end of April that cannot be Easter related. So you can't just jump on the Easter bandwagon. We need something big and original.
Now, we did say that it's horrible when you're brought into these board meetings and they ask you, here, do you have a big idea? No, I do not have a big idea on the spot. Normally in our careers, Graham, we come across a great idea by just stumbling. Yeah. On it. We don't come prepared with a big idea.
Issue is, we haven't stumbled in a while.
Yeah.
We haven't stumbled upon something. So we said, what better way to try and come up with a big idea than to do a brainstorm with you listening? Over the last couple of mornings, we've got a couple of callers lined up who want to help us out as well. And tomorrow, producer Callum's back. So we got to put together a presentation.
Okay.
We got to present some ideas to him, but we need a few more. Michael, what are you saying? What should we do?
Agony aunt / uncle section.
Right.
You
okay.
Get the listeners' feedback.
Yep.
You go on then and you give your maybe comedic outlook on their issues. Mm-hmm. And then the listeners can get engaged and start speaking.
Now Michael, great idea. We've done things like that in the past, and what we find is people don't send us messages.
I've got it.
What are you thinking?
Why don't we get my aunt and Nathan's uncle to have a charity wrestling match?
I haven't seen my uncle in a long time.
And we call it Agony Aunt and Agony Uncle.
Okay.
Because one of them's going to be in agony at the end of it.
Would you see this wrestling match?
Pay-per-view.
My aunt is pretty strong.
Yeah, what's your auntie like?
Yeah, she's strong. She's also my godmother, so okay. I put a lot of emphasis on her. I'll be in her corner.
And are we thinking a sort of wrestling match that has a steel chair underneath the ring?
Yes, but only my auntie can use steel chair.
Okay.
I think that's Agony Aunt and Agony Uncle.
My uncle has a very bad knee.
Well, then I'll tell my auntie to attack his knee then.
Okay.
Michael, see, this is it. All ideas spark other ideas. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
I have a Royal Rumble with listeners, aunties and uncles.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
I love it. Thank you so much, Michael. Cheers.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
I think that's a runner.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to my uncle in a while. That's the only thing.
What better way to patch up a relationship than going, hey, uncle, it's been so long since we chatted. I go, Nathan, I thought you forgot about me. No, by the way, you're in a wrestling match next week with Graham's aunt. Mark, what are you saying? You got an idea for us?
I just think it'd be great if you could pop into workplaces in the morning time and do a show maybe once a week or something from where people work and get the staff engaged that way. I think because people listen every morning, like driving to work, it'd be nice to see you guys face to face and actually participate in person, and then it would obviously gain a bit of attention because people could enter their jobs in to win a place to have you to host you guys to host the show, you know.
And would you say like we do all the usual segments and stuff with the staff there?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so like Gotta Get It Wrong and all that live.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know? I'll be honest with you. I actually completely forgotten about Gotta Get It Wrong. And looking back, it's our baby. It's the thing we're famous for.
That is true. We did a virtual game show. We've won the award for the best radio competition. Why aren't we need to concentrate more on Gotta Get It Wrong?
Do you like Gotta Get It Wrong, Mark?
I love Gotta Get It Wrong.
Of course you do.
And you would like us to, I suppose, imagine doing Gotta Get It Wrong, okay? And one of your colleagues is doing it and everyone's around cheering you on when it's happening.
That would be cool.
Mm. Yeah, it would be cool.
Okay, and then people could pick the Naughty Threesome and all that kind of stuff while in the office. Do you know what, Mark? You could be onto something here. Do you know what? There's a maybe pile and there's a definitely maybe pile. This is going in the definitely maybe pile, Mark.
Yep.
Great.
You might have just saved our careers, Mark. Thank you so much. So, what do we have a few ideas now.
Yeah.
And so the next protocol is we have to have a meeting afterwards, me and you, and we've got to put together maybe three of the best.
Yeah, I'd say whittle it down because Callum only has such a short attention span. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll pitch three ideas to him tomorrow on the show, and then he'll obviously have the final say.
Yeah.
And then we'll go forward with our big idea for the end of April.
Do you mind if we just have a shortened meeting today? Because I kind of want to go and have a sandwich or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, Callum isn't here. We'll get out even earlier than we usually do. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be pitching the ideas to producer Callum to get him off. And we're back.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Beg for You from Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
It's 9:08 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. I literally wolfed down a rice cake there.
I saw that.
I bet you can get a rice cake in Circle K.
Oh, look, you can get literally anything in Circle K.
I bet you can.
Do you mind if I give a shout out to my Circle K?
Yeah, go on.
Now, I don't own it, but I like to attend once a week.
That's like you franchising out of Circle K.
You know the one I go to. It's on my way back to Bray because I drive through Dundrum. I go to the Circle K Belmont. Do you know in Ranelagh?
I do. I was there myself there on...
It's a lovely Circle
Thursday. K. Thursday. I think it was Thursday last I was filling up.
It's a lovely Circle K. You'll see me there maybe on Wednesday or Thursday. I fill up and I tell you, some of the food in there looks delicious as well.
The paparazzi will be in the bushes now.
I don't mind.
Trying to get a snap of Nathan O'Reilly filling up his Volkswagen Golf.
Uncle Poppy.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Circle K. They're just so warm and friendly in there as well.
You've always said it.
And I want to say that we are celebrating right now the launch of Circle K's brand new city centre locations by giving away, listen to this, a €200 Circle K gift card every morning on the show this week.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, they've got breakfast brioche to set you up for the day, delectable chicken katsu rolls, and real hot dogs for lunch too.
We ain't talking about fake hot dogs. We're talking about real ones you can eat.
Do you get ketchup and mustard on your hot dog?
Ketchup, yes. I hate mustard.
Do you?
You know I hate mustard. It's my one thing I cannot stand. And I had to have a spoonful of it here before on the show. And I honestly nearly got sick.
Yeah, but I just thought with a real hot dog, it might be different.
Maybe with a real hot dog from Circle K, that might change my mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Circle K do real mustard as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, do you want to win that €200 Circle K gift card? Very simple. Head to Spin's Facebook page. If you're scrolling on your phone now, just open up Facebook. Type in Spin1038 and check out what building we've spray painted the Circle K logo onto. If you know the building, if you recognise it, give us a WhatsApp with your answer plus name and location to 087 711 1038. In a couple of minutes, we could be calling you back and giving you that €200 Circle K voucher so you could get a real hot dog.
Now, Graham, you're like our resident Banksy because you went out and you spray painted.
I did it.
How did you find it?
I found it kind of tricky, you know.
Yeah?
Because there were a few...
Here we go.
Judges around there.
Oh, that's a clue.
People were judging me.
Okay, that's enough now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, let's take some songs. And we'll get to it in just a few. Becky Hill and Galantis with Run. She joined us on the show last week. If you would like to hear it back, you can check out the Fully Charged Daily Podcast, a podcast we release every single day after the show with all the talky-talky bits from the talky-talky radio show. We take out the music bits and the ads, we did give him the talkie bits.
Now, you do say we take out the music bits, but we have been guilty of including full songs in there, haven't we?
That's a mistake. Sorry, we get in trouble for that.
Hey, we all make mistakes. I tell you what isn't a mistake, Circle K. We love them so much, and we are celebrating the launch of Circle K's brand new city centre locations by giving away €200 Circle K gift cards every morning on the show this week.
They've got breakfast, brioche to set you up for the day.
Breakfast?
That's the second day in a row I've said breakfast.
Breakfast?
Why did I say breakfast?
You're hanging around with me too much.
Breakfast? Delectable chicken katsu rolls. Yeah, I can say delectable, no problem, but I can't say breakfast.
How do you say hot dogs?
Real hot dogs.
Ah, yeah.
For lunch, too. Hello, Cleena.
Oh, my God, hi.
Oh, dear God, Cleena. Have you had any supper yet or breakfast?
I'm currently drinking a coffee.
Oh, lovely. How do you take your coffee?
Just a latte. Simple girl.
Mm. A latte. Would you only do lattes now, or would you ever veer into the flat white realm?
Oh, I do like a flat white,
Okay.
What if I gave you just a lukewarm black coffee?
I wouldn't be the biggest fan, but I mean, I drink it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Cleena, how would you like to win a 200 euro Circle K gift card?
Oh. I would love to win a 200 euro.
Say nothing, say nothing.
Cleena, what building in town was the Circle K logo spray painted onto?
The government building.
It was the government building. Yay! Congratulations.
Cleena, come on.
You're thinking about a coffee and lattes and flat whites to be able to get in Circle K.
And a lot of real hot
real
dogs.
Real hot dogs. No fake hot dogs in Circle K.
Do you mind if I ask you, Cleena, what do you take with your real hot dog?
Bit controversial, but I love mustard.
Do you hear that, Graham? No, not Graham now. Don't be getting sick on your lap. Never again. Okay,
no,
we'll clean that up.
Mustard.
Don't worry.
Cleena, you have double the mustard for me. Okay,
yeah,
you do that. You have as much mustard as you like. And that gift card is going to you. Thank you for listening to the show. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Bye. And more chances to win every single morning after 9 o'clock.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
With Graham and Nathan. With Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
You better believe it. Solve the shave with Gillette. This is when we shave off part of a song and all you have to do is sing us back the missing lyrics.
If we bring you on and you get it correct, we will give you a Gillette Skin Guard Startup Pack plus 6 months worth of blades, because good mornings start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Okay, good morning, Anita.
Good morning!
Anita, what's going on?
Not much, Graham and Nathan.
Oh, Anita, where have you been all of my life?
Where have you been?
Oh, Anita, you were someone that I missed for so long.
He missed you so long,
today is a good day, because I'm chatting to you.
Yeah.
Hello!
Anita! Are you good at singing?
Yeah, I am indeed.
Well, if you were to compare yourself to a modern day artist, who would it be and why?
Hello.
Oh,
you would. That's the baby. I'm dropping him to crash.
Hello, baby. How's baby today? Hello.
He's giving out to me because he knows he's outside crash.
Do you know, he kind of sounds like Adele in the background. Hello.
I'm thinking more Lionel Richie.
Oh, Lionel Richie.
Yeah. Right, Anita, you got to drop off baby to crèche. We want to hear you sing. Are you ready to sing at the top of your lungs for this prize?
I am.
Let's
okay,
go.
Best of luck. I can see clearly when you're
gone. Oh,
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. Let's have a listen. Is Anita correct? Of course she is.
Whoa.
Wow, what a voice.
I tell you, Anita, you sounded like Pat Butcher.
Comparison.
Anita, thank you so much for listening to the show. You and baby have just won a Gillette Skin Guard Starter Pack plus 6 months worth of blades.
Yay!
Thank you
very much. Have a great day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Belters only.
Yeah.
9:42.
Yeah.
I'm fully charged with Graham and Nathan now. We are about to commit a cardinal sin of radio.
You should never, ever do this.
However, we don't have a producer today, so we can do what we want.
I don't think he would like this morning's show. It's fair to say producer Callum would not be allowing us to do what we're about to do.
Earlier on in the show, we announced that we have a brand new podcast. It is called Will You Shift My Friend, where Nathan and I talk to some of your favourite personalities about the art of shifting. We are convinced it is the world's first podcast dedicated to shifting. Everyone has a shifting story. Everyone has a first shift. Mm. Everyone has an embarrassing shift. Heck, I got told when I was 16 that I shifted like a washing machine.
And that's not a compliment. You don't want to be a washing machine.
Episode 1 is out now. It's a Go Loud original. You can get it on the Go Loud app or on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And the first episode is with Love Island winner Greg O'Shea.
He gives so much. He gives a lot of juicy secrets about Love Island. Before we play the clip, do you have the introduction of our podcast?
Just going to say, I completely forgot about the
intro. Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on. You know the words.
It's not that hard.
Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift?
Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend? Will you shift? Will you shift, my friend?
Message just in from Coxie, housemate Coxie.
What's Coxie saying?
Coxie isn't listening to the radio show. He's listening to the first episode of Will You Shift, My Friend.
What does he think?
He goes, I'm 13 minutes into Will You Shift, My Friend. Man, it's so funny. Roaccutane. That's all he says, even though he called it Iraccutane. So myself and Greg O'Shea were bonding over the fact we were on the same acne treatment when we were teenagers, and we were talking about how bad both our acne was. But I showed him a picture of me as an 18-year-old.
Oh, it's terrible.
And if you want to hear his reaction, you got to listen to it. It's so... He was in shock.
Yeah, we really speak about everything in the episode. We, of course, touch on Love Island.
Oh.
And obviously, he won it with Amber. But then they ended up breaking up after the show. And he said this.
One day I came home from training and he goes, man, you know you're kind of getting cancelled right now. And I... And I was like, man, I was so naive. I was like, what's cancelled mean? I didn't even know what cancelled was, man. And he had to explain to me, and I was like, all right, okay. I didn't really get it, which was kind of good in hindsight. At the time, I didn't know what was happening to me. But now, in hindsight, I've lost over 800,000 followers. Like, hashtag unfollow Greg was trending on Twitter. Like, I got absolutely abused, man. People are like, oh, you just came in and stole the money, and you're such a money grabber. You're all this stuff.
Yeah, ooh. I tell
you. Thank God you beeped that, because I would have forgot. I had all the audio pulled. I didn't beep anything.
Yeah, I just made sure to beep it. But we don't beep it in the podcast.
No, it's raw. It's real. And this is the second time this morning we're talking about it. And producer Callum, we're having a heart attack now going, you're not allowed to talk about things twice.
We're talking about it because we want to cook the books. We want it to go number one in the podcast charts. We're fully aware that our social media following, it's weak. It's low, isn't it?
That's why we have you.
Yeah.
You're listening to this show. We need you. So, a couple, like, the main thing I'd love you to do this morning is to type in Will You Shift My Friend wherever you listen to your podcasts and just listen to the Greg episode, even for a minute. The next thing I'd love you to do is to subscribe to the podcast.
I think that's the most important
thing. Do
you think
so? Okay.
Yeah.
Listen and subscribe. Rate it.
Okay.
Review it. That's kind of the next tier.
Yeah.
I would love a rate and review. And if you really loved it...
This is top tier now.
This is it. If you love Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan,
yeah,
and you listened to the Greg O'Shea episode and you thought, oh my God, this is actually really good. Screenshot it. Share it. Do whatever you want on your Instagram, on Twitter, whatever socials you use. And just at myself and Nathan. I'm at Instagram O'Toole. Nathan is at Nathan underscore O'Reilly underscore.
I believe that you make mistakes on purpose.
No, it's tall. It's like tall man is in my
Nathan
head.
Nathan underscore O'Reilly underscore.
Okay.
And
it's tough, that one.
This is what I will say.
Go
if
on.
You tag us and if you do that Instagram story, we will reshare it.
We will reshare it. Let people know about Will You Shift, My Friend. We want to cook the books. We want to come on tomorrow's
this
show.
It's going to be big.
And say, I'm saying I'd love to get into the top 10 of Irish podcasts. Nathan has been more ambitious than me. He wants number one.
You have to be ambitious in this world, Graham.
You do. You do. So Will You Shift, My Friend? Check it out today if you get a chance. Check it out right now.
Yes.
If you can. And right now, it is Black Bear and Hot Girl Bummer. I remember when we first started playing this song a lot, I used to get that mixed up a lot. So I'm happy we don't play it as much anymore. This is Spin 103.8.
Forget. Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.